Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as you guys know, I love going to Disneyland. I love Disney World, but Disney World's on the opposite side of the country for me, so I usually go to Disneyland. We go there once or twice a year, and it's just, it's to me the happiest place on earth. But this weekend I went, and it wasn't the happiest place on earth. People were ticked. So before we get into the show, I just kind of want to talk about it. And Disneyland's going to have to kind of get their act together because they're really going to lose customers if they don't figure this out. I'm still coming back. I'm still loyal to Disney. But, man, they had some issues. So before you guys go to Disneyland, make sure you do some research and have Plan B. So for those of you that haven't been to Disneyland since COVID, you guys might stay on a resort property, one of the Disneyland resort properties, so you get that magic morning where you get to enter, right, you know, early, an hour early before everybody else. Well, during COVID, they got rid of that. After COVID, earlier this year, I went in January, they go, oh, because of COVID, we're not doing it. I'm like, well, then why did I spend multiple hundreds of dollars on a room when I could have been down the street? We did it for magic morning. But I love Disney. I come back. They changed it a little bit. They allowed early entry. So this is one example of what happened, but ticked people off. They allowed early entry, but only 30 minutes. So you get up early, you're at the gate, so you could run and hit the Star Wars attraction, and then all of a sudden, it's blocked, and they go, no, you can't. You can't go to the Star Wars attraction early entry. Okay, so where can we go? We can go to Tomorrowland. So we all run over to Space Mountain. The ride's closed. Why is the ride closed? Just closed. Is it because they didn't have enough staff? Is it because they had issues? So I'm thinking, all right, it might be staff issues. So me and the family are like, look, we really want to hit Star Wars. Let's see if we could be in the front of the line, you know, get into line now. Although by now the line is completely, like, you know, thousands of people. So we're like, all right, so I guess we didn't, you know, get to take advantage of the early morning because there really weren't a lot of rides that you could do, especially the big ones. So we go. And people are running, and they're racing, and they're, and, you know, I got double D. So, you know, but I ran, and I kept up, and I got into the Star Wars, and that was all good and fine. But then, as we were on these rides, issues were happening. And so fast passing, you used to be able, with your regular ticket, get fast passes, where you could then do a ride with less weight. And you were able to do that throughout the day. Now you have to pay extra for it, like $30, $40, $50 to be able to do that. Plus, rides you now have to pay extra for. If you want to go on a ride more than once, there's a couple rides that are now called paid rides. So in addition to the hundreds and hundreds of dollars you're spending on tickets, you have to pay more. So I'm listening, I'm talking to people in line, and they are ticked. But they didn't get ticked off until when the poop really hit the fan was when the rides would break down. And multiple rides broke down with people on them. And I'm not saying this to, you know, talk bad about Disney. It's just you need to have Plan B. So hubby and I were now, we did a hopper, so we're now at the California Adventure, and we're on the Toy Story ride, where you kind of shoot a cartoon, and, you know, we're in competition, and all of a sudden, I see his score beats me, and before I could say, you know, okay, yeah, good game, or give him some crap, zip, power goes out. So we're stuck on the ride. Not a big deal. 5 minutes goes by, 10 minutes goes by, 20 minutes goes by. But where we got stuck, we were in an area near where there was an intersection of cars. So everybody's looking at us like, what the hell is going on? And you can't get all out of your car. You know, in Jurassic Park, when Laura Dern and they wanted to, you know, see the dinosaur eggs, so they were able to get out of the ride. We couldn't. Now I gotta go pee. So I'm sitting there, everybody's looking at me, and meanwhile the music, you got a friend in me. The music keeps going on. So I'm like, okay, I need to do something. These people are looking at me. I'm here, right? I'm at the crux of the intersection. I should at least be able to convey to somebody to do something. So the first thing I chose to do was shut off the music. I said, can we please shut off the music? Right? Then it stops. Now it's quiet. So people are looking at me. What do I do? So I started singing it. Hey, you got a friend in me. All right. So then I started singing. Then they were like, well, when do we get off? So I'm like, guys, I'm like now the broadcaster. I'm now the broadcaster at Disneyland. Like, guys, we need to get off. Somebody has to pee. And then nobody's listening. So finally I go, I'm in labor. I'm in labor. Right? I'm 9 centimeters dilated. I passed my mucus plug. Finally, people started to come. And they're like, look, why don't we get you guys off the ride? Oh, thank you. Now we're missing our Fast Pass ride or our Genie ride for the next one. People are ticked. They get us off the ride, but then they make us stand by the wall and wait because we have to be escorted off. So after that long, long whole ordeal, we go back to Disneyland and Pirates of the Caribbean is finally open. It's my husband's favorite ride. So we wait in line for 30 minutes for Pirates of the Caribbean. All of a sudden, the boats start kind of crashing into each other. And usually there's a little bump. So I'm looking at the people in the boat. They're looking at me. I'm in line. And they go, okay, and I'm like, I'll tell you what's going on. I peer over. There's staff everywhere running around. You're hearing rumors. Somebody vomited in the water. Somebody got sick. Machine down, whatever. Then apparently, after waiting an hour for Pirates of the Caribbean, they tell us to leave. They go, the ride shut down again. And the people in the boat had to now go through what we went through with Toy Story being escorted off. And I guess they needed the fire departments to help get them off the boats. So, you know, people were obviously pretty ticked. A lot of, you know, the Magic Morning didn't exist and you're paying extra for it with the hotels. You're paying a lot of money for rides that just weren't working when you needed to get them. And then the food left a lot to be desired because the prices went up. So I love Disney, but in an inflation recessionary time, they're really going to get themselves in trouble if they don't, one, get the rides working, two, make sure they have enough staff, three, you know, I mean, do something when most of the good rides are down and you can't get on them. And, I love Disney. I'll keep going back, and I don't want to be critical because I know it's really hard to run a park like that, but out of the decades of years I've been going, And the loyalty, and I am still loyal. This was probably one of the worst weekends yet. And when I talked to people, they were ticked. It didn't look like the happiest place on earth. So either Disney needs to lower their prices and get their rides back on track, or they're going to be in trouble. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I keep getting asked, what are we allowed to say? Are we allowed to say woman? Are we allowed to say man? Are we allowed to say girl? Are we allowed to say boy? And right now we are going through a lot of transitions. And some people aren't getting the memo. Some people are. Some people are frustrated. Some people are like, it's about flipping time. So I get it. You know, it is a very, very busy change. We have a pretty fast current as the world is progressing and changing. But my only concern is we might be actually shooting ourselves in the foot if we don't make sure we steady the ship, if I could use an analogy correctly, or raft. Am I going to use the analogy? I'll use the analogy for the rapids, and then we'll use raft. Okay, we need to steady the raft. Does that sound good? Okay. So the CDC and multiple medical journals have slowly started to eliminate the word woman for a pregnant woman, and take pregnant people. So there was some backlash, and people were talking about how the CDC was, talking about flu safety, and they had changed the word pregnant woman to pregnant people. And, I don't mind that. I get that some people don't identify as a woman, don't identify as a man. But we need to, though, realize what happens next and where we go. Because if we are eliminating man, woman, and where we're just going to call everybody people, then does that mean there has to be any sort of transitional medical coverage? If we are not going to call a person a man or woman, and you can be whoever you want, then do we actually need to go through the transitioning? Now, some people really do not want their breasts. Some people do not want their penis. Some people really want to be, you know, of the they feel they're a woman in a man's body or a man in a woman's body. But if we're not using the term men or women, then can that affect the legislation that is protecting the rights of transgender men and women? Are we just going to not use the term men and women in cis populations? How I look at it is if they're going to use the term pregnant people, which as a medical doctor I'm fine with, it's just then we need to reevaluate, are we going to call it maternal fetal medicine? If it is maternal going to be a term that also gets canceled? And then are we just going to call it pregnant people fetal medicine? And then if it is pregnant people, can then non-pregnant individuals or those who might not fall currently under maternal fetal care, because it gets covered by certain insurances, if they are a transgender female and want care under the protection with the funds that are for maternal fetal, will they get it? Because we're not using male female anymore. You know, the one thing I notice we do in the world, and we need to progress with a lot of things. We need to get rid of bigotry and racism and understand that sexuality is a spectrum and you know, many people do not want to fit into the, you know, girls have dresses and plays with dolls. Boys get to do the cool stuff. Okay, I hated that as a kid. I wanted to be a boy as a result. I was like, I don't want to do what the girls do. I want to do what the boys do. That didn't mean I was transgender. It's just I didn't like the way society labeled boys and girls. So I have no problem with us realigning and not stereotyping what boys and girls do. The thing is once we start to legally get rid of language, now you open things up. Just like with fetuses. There's a lot of discussion saying a fetus isn't alive, a fetus isn't alive, a fetus isn't an entity, so a fetus should not be given the same rights as a person who was born. We have to be careful with that because with fetal medicine, we are using taxpaying dollars to help these fetuses, get through their pregnancy and then be born. So the language, once we change the language, lawyers could say, well, if you're not saying the fetus is alive, then why are we spending money on fetal medicine? Why are we making women take folic acid? Well, we're having women take folic acid to protect the baby. But we're not calling it a baby now. We're calling it a unlive, fetal, evolving, growing, entity that's not so my worry in medicine is the fallout and the controversy over, well, then what are we paying for? What are we covering? What gets addressed? What needs to be done? So if we do get rid of the term boy and girl, then maybe that'll help some of these kids and not make them feel like they have to go through surgery or hormone transitioning. If kids could be on any, you know, wherever they want to be, Then does that mean once we get rid of the term male or female, we don't need to transition? But if somebody wants to transition and they want to be a woman and they've gone through transitioning to be a woman or they've gone through transitioning to be a man, are they going to be mad that now, well, they're not a man anymore because we don't use the term man? We don't use the term women. As the CDC, you know, also moves towards calling them people, are we going to have people restrooms where it's just restrooms? In Europe, men and women share a bathroom in some places. There are women's rooms and men's rooms. But when I was in the Palace of Versailles, it was closed that day because it was a Monday, but we were outside looking at the gardens. The bathroom was men and women. So it was great because I could go with my kids, you know, as with my boys. Like, yeah, we could all go pee-pee together. Like, really, Mom? Well, I'll go in the stall and you guys stand over there. But then if, you know, doing away with male-female might make it easier in one respect when schools and entities don't want to struggle with the, you know, female sports, men's sports. But then if we have things that are women-based, scholarships that are women-based, colleges that are women-based, medical care that is women-based, does that go away unless they change the verbiage? And if the change, changing the verbiage is people, then that means everybody. If men and women are equal in eyes of science, despite body parts, but they're identical on paper, they're all people, or they're all considered in the same group. So you see how it gets a little, it changes a little bit. Females for screening might be different than males with certain medical conditions. Well, if we're not going to use male and female, then what is going to be the descriptor? So does there have to be a descriptor? I think there does. I think in medicine it helps. It helps to know if somebody is of Ashkenazi descent. It helps to know if somebody is black. Their risk factors for heart disease, colon cancer, prostate cancer may be higher. So I, as a physician, do rely on what are your genetics, because that could put you at higher risk for certain things. But if we're going to do away with any descriptor, science is going to need to come up with a descriptor, because they are not going to want to do pap smears on everybody, do prostate checks on everybody. They're also not going to want to pay for that. So if somebody identifies as a woman and they have been taking hormones and they're a transgender woman, do they get mammograms that are covered by the ACA? So I bring this up as we are moving towards eliminating male, female, boy, and girl. There's going to be some catch-up, and there's going to be I didn't think about that. Well, now what do we do? Well, now what do we do? So there will be, you could on the CDC website say, we're just going to call you people if you're pregnant, whether you're a male who's pregnant or identifying as male or a female who's pregnant. But eventually, they're going to say, like what Lancet did, person with a vagina. Well, that had a lot of blowback, because we have for years as women tried not to be looked at an object that has a vagina. We, you know, being a woman can have a whole variety of other qualities. So I say this because as we move forward, there's a chance that we might be actually moving backwards. And then, such as, you know, a lot of people are concerned with, you know, women's sports. You know, we've done a lot to allow women to have categories in the Olympics and to be able to excel. And many people feel that now, you know, women are going to be identified as, you're not as good as somebody who's a transgender woman. So, I'm not sure where this is going, but medicine's going to have to figure it out. And my guess is new descriptors are coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man exonerated last year in the 1965 slaying of activist Malcolm X and the estate of a second man cleared after his death reached a settlement totaling $36 million with New York City and the state of New York. 84-year-old Muhammad Aziz served almost two decades in prison. Aziz is married and has six children. More than 100 people in Maguindanao province have died in one of the most destructive storms to hit the Philippines this year, with dozens more feared missing after villagers fled in the wrong direction and got buried under mudslides. Almost 2 million others were swamped by floods in several provinces. Monday Night Football tonight has Cincinnati traveling to Cleveland. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was just horrifying, where apparently there was a Halloween either get-together or Halloween festivities in Seoul, South Korea, and 150 people were killed. Two of them were American. And Jieski and Stephen Blessy. They were identified as the two U.S. nationals that were among the dead after a Halloween stampede killed more than 150 people in Seoul's Itaewon neighborhood. This happened on Saturday. Now, Blessy was a Kennesaw State University junior, and he was 2 months into a study abroad program in South Korea. He had wanted to, I had a friend of mine who went to Japan, went to New Zealand. I couldn't afford to do it. But these, you know, studying abroad is one of the most amazing experiences in terms of learning a language, learning other cultures, you know, getting to live there, immerse. But he originally wanted to go pre-pandemic. After the pandemic, he finally got to go. He was a Georgia native. He hopped from Atlanta to Seoul, has not come back because he was sadly being trampled during a stampede that just happened, a stampede of people. Jansky, a 20-year-old University of Kentucky nursing student, had just celebrated her birthday in the capital days before the incident. She was also studying abroad. She was with a couple other students and a faculty member. They are all confirmed safe, but she was killed. So the University of Kentucky sent a statement saying they are grieving the tragic loss of one of their students as she was killed in this weekend's tragedy. More than 24 nationals and 10 different countries were involved in this crush. Apparently, 100,000 people were celebrating the holiday in the district. And it's fascinating to think that, you know, Halloween is we'll talk about some of the origins of it in a little bit. But it's amazing how other countries are, I thought America takes Halloween to an exorbitant level. But no, other countries do too. So while 100,000 people were celebrating, many of them were about in their 20s and 30s. And something happened where people started running. Now, I don't know somebody thought that there was gunshot. Apparently, they are probing into figuring out what happened. But the death toll is now 154, 149 injured. And right now, they're searching, they're combing through social media, they're looking at any sort of video footage as to why it happened. Now, one witness said that there are narrow alleys in that area. So what might have happened is rather than people being stepped on, is people were pushed and crushed against the walls of the alleys. So you're trying to get away from the center and not be fallen but the alleys are so narrow that as tons of people are coming, you keep getting pushed into a wall and then you could have your brain crushes. It's just horrifying to think what happened. And people are not who you think they are. They will, you know, they'll be saving their own lives. They'll be going on. They might see somebody up against a wall. They might not realize there's head trauma. They might, you know, somebody might be on the ground, but if they try to stop and help, then they become a victim. So they just keep running, and nobody helps the people that are injured. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol called for a thorough investigation. Authorities said they were focused on reconstructing the lead up to the surge and looking at whether anyone may have been responsible for triggering the crush. They call it a crush. We call it a stampede. So they're questioning more witnesses. They actually said tens of thousands. There was about 100,000. So they say tens of thousands, but about 100,000 had crowded into these narrow streets and alleyways. They said chaos erupted. People poured into one particularly narrow alley, even though it was already packed. And with the force of people, and I know you think, gosh, you know, there's crowds. There's been crowds before, and there hasn't been necessarily stampedes. I understand with the running of the bulls, there could be stampedes because people are running. But if you're just standing around and in an alley, you know, hanging out, how could that be dangerous? Well, we don't know. Something triggered people to start moving. And so, I was young once, and, when there was a big festival or a concert or crowd, you know, you stand, you're interested, you want to know what's going on. But for me, I've always wanted to be at the periphery. I'm not claustrophobic. I just don't want to be trapped. So, you know, for me, I just want to know that I have an exit. In fact, interesting, even with like a movie theater or a restaurant, you know, even though I like to, in a movie, sit in the center, I have no problem sitting on the aisle. Because if I need to leave, I could leave. So, you know, it's definitely a scary time, and I think we expect other people around us to do the right thing to help us out, and they don't. You know, we had the festival, the Harvest Festival, October 1st shooting a few years back. I think it's been now 5 years since it happened. Has it been? Yeah, And you know, we have grown accustomed. I mean, maybe during COVID we didn't. But to be around other people, be at these big festivals, kind of like Woodstock was, a lot of the younger individuals want to have our Woodstock. Now, maybe that's Burning Man. Maybe that's, you know, some of the other sort of festivals we have. But, you know, people want to have their own type of Woodstock. But with that means there's thousands of people there. And there could be chaos. In our particular case in Las Vegas, it was somebody or multiple people shooting from a Mandalay Bay hotel window. And it's sick to think that if you're in a crowd, you're already in a higher risk situation. You know, you'd think there's safety in numbers. Isn't that amazing? When you look at nature, you look at aquariums. I'll go to aquariums and you'll see these fish that look like sardines or tuna or I'm not sure what necessarily the species is, but they swim in schools. And they do so for safety. There's safety in numbers. There's always been safety in numbers. If you go to a party, don't go by yourself. Make sure there's numbers. Make sure there's numbers. So when you tell your kids, you know, goodbye, have a good day, or have a good night, you know, where are you going? Let's go. Everybody's going to be there. The whole school's going to be there. You don't think about how that could actually put you even more at danger. Crowds can be a target. Crowds can do things to you. Crowds can... I mean, didn't some people get hurt at a concert? This was a few months back, where people were crushing each other, and you know, the music's going on, people are screaming, people are loud, and the people up on the stage couldn't tell if anybody was getting hurt or not. They kept performing, and it wasn't until an ambulance came where they're like, wait a second, what happened? So, you know, for those of you that do, you know, love to, you know, enjoy life, like I hope you do, but you do go to a crowded area, make sure you know where your exits are. Don't be stuck in the middle. And I know some of you are like, oh, well, then I get to take cover. Not always. You could get crushed. Make sure you have an exit plan and just be aware of your surroundings because, you know, being in a crowd these days has you know, multiple different issues that come with it. And the other thing, too, is I know I speak to a lot of younger people. I have a lot of students. They're like, you know, screw COVID. Yeah, we want to show our city that they better not lock down a concert again or lock us down again where we can't have our festivals and our parties and our concerts. You know, we want to show that this is what the majority of the population want. And I get that. But sometimes things just go wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A fire ripped through a Colorado apartment complex. We don't have a lot of details, but a family of three was hospitalized after escaping an apartment fire in Lakewood. West Metro Fire said the mother and child were forced to jump out of a second-story window to get out of the burning building. Sadly, this is the year where we're going to start seeing house fires as people try to warm up. And, you know, use things to candles for holidays, etc. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Halloween is not an American originating holiday. We got Halloween from Europe. That's when the colonies came. Halloween has been around, maybe not the way we celebrate it now with, you know, pumpkins and jack-o'-lanterns. You know, looking like they're giving birth to another baby. I don't know if you guys saw some of the pictures. I'll post them on Twitter. I like the one where they're bending over and it looks like a tushy, right? And one picture I have is where the light, it looks like somebody is holding their bust, and you see in the gluteal cleft of the buttocks, the light shining through. It's actually pretty entertaining. I also like the pumpkins looking like they're throwing up. With all the pumpkin seeds, you know, because they drink too much. There's a lot of funny pictures out there. But Halloween has a very interesting history. So according to History.com, the tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain. People would light bonfires, wear costumes, and they did this to ward off ghosts. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as a time to honor All Saints. Soon, All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. The evening before All Saints Day was All Hallows Eve. Later, that turned into Halloween. So the origins date back to the Celtic Festival of Samhain, and the Celts lived around 2,000 years ago. It's in the area that is now Ireland, UK, northern France. They would celebrate their new year on November 1st. It marked the end of the summer and the harvest, the beginning of the dark, cold winter. And during that time, that would be where deaths would spike. It was cold, the harvest, the Celts believe that on the night before the new year, the boundary between the worlds of the living and the dead become blurred. So on the night of October 31st, they would celebrate Samhain. And it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth. Now, they would have, the Celts thought that the presence of the otherworldly spirits not only would cause them to have higher death, the long winter, damaging crops, they think it made it easier for the Druids or the Celtic priests to make predictions about the future. And they were very dependent on those. These prophecies were huge. So the Druids built huge sacred bonfires. People gathered to burn crops and animals as sacrifices to the Celtic deities. And then during the celebration, the Celts wore costumes. They would be animal heads and skins. And then they tried to tell each other's fortunes. When the celebration was over, they relit the fires. They had extinguished earlier that evening. And then they would use the fire to protect them for the upcoming winter. By the Roman Empire time, now we're talking about 43 AD, when they conquered the majority of the Celtic territory, over the 400 years they ruled the lands, they had their own festivals, but they combined it with Samhain. They first had Feralia, which is a day in late October when Romans traditionally commemorated the passing of the dead. Then there was Pomona, kind of like Pomona, California, Pomona, which is the Roman goddess of fruit and trees. The symbol of Pomona is an apple, so they incorporated this into Samhain, which is why some people do bobbing for apples. We don't bob for apples anymore because of COVID. Remember we would have our hands tied behind our back and we had to stick our head into water trying to grab an apple with our teeth, and then the next kid went, and I'm like, I don't want to put my mouth on somebody else's, you know, but you would bob for apples, and you're like, well, the water cleans it. No, it doesn't. Disgusting. Okay, so now All Saints Day. By 609 AD, the Pope had dedicated the Pantheon in Rome to honor all Christian martyrs, and the Catholic Feast of All Martyrs Day was established in the Western Church. Pope Gregory III later expanded it to include all saints as well as martyrs and moved the observance, because that was in May 13, they then moved that to November 1st. By the 9th century, you had Christianity that spread to the Celtic lands. Then it blended with other Celtic rituals, and by AD 1000 year AD, the church made November 2nd All Souls Day to honor the dead. They believe that the church was trying to replace the Celtic Festival of the Dead with a related church sanctioned holiday. So All Souls Day was celebrated very similarly. Then you have the All Saints Day celebration, was known as All Hallows or All Hallow Maws. That's from Middle English, meaning All Saints Day. This was, again, the night before. So colonial New England now comes to America. And they brought Halloween with it. Apparently Maryland was one of the first of the southern colonies. They said as the beliefs and customs of different European ethnic groups and American Indians meshed, an American version of Halloween began to emerge. There would be play parties to celebrate the harvest. They would share stories of the dead, tell each other's fortunes, dance, sing. And then mischief started to come, you know, like trick or treat. So then they started to bring that. Now we're at like the middle of the 19th century. Autumn festivities were common, but it wasn't necessarily called Halloween. By the second half of the 19th century, We had a bunch of, you know, immigrants coming in. Many immigrants were plagued by the Irish potato famine. That then, apparently a lot of the Irish helped bring Halloween into, the Irish like to party. And so we credit the Irish for a lot of our Halloween popularity for, okay, guys, let's do this. So the trick-or-treating, they said, borrowing from European traditions, Americans began to dress up in costumes, go house to house asking for food or money. Later, this became trick-or-treat. Young women believed that on Halloween, they could divine the name or appearance of their future husband, or they could attract them by doing tricks. So they would do yarn or apple paring or things like that to try to get, you know, a husband. Man, I wish it was that easy. I had a tougher time trying to get a husband. So by the late 1800s, there was a move in America to mold Halloween into more of a holiday about community and neighborly get-togethers than about ghosts, pranks, and witchcraft. By the turn of the century, Halloween parties started to become more common, more games, foods, and then they wanted to get rid of more frightening and grotesque stuff. Like, there's a house in my neighborhood where you see two bloody hands, like somebody was attacked and you know, and it's designed to scare. People want to be scared. They want haunted mansions. They want scary movies. But apparently throughout the years, that was the big controversy, how to make it less scary or grotesque. Halloween began to then lose most of its superstitious and religious overtones by the beginning of the 20th century. So in the 20s and 30s, you thought everything was going fine, but then there was too much vandalism. In fact, by the 1950s, town leaders had to limit vandalism. Halloween had to then go, you know what, this isn't about grown-ups now. Grown-ups can't go to each other's houses and TP them. All right, this is going to be about kids. So they really tried to mold it such that people wouldn't be, you know, taking advantage and doing crimes, you know, saying, well, this is all, I'm here in a costume doing this because it's Halloween. So now we have Halloween to the way it is, but it's changing. All right, this, you know, history, there's much more history with black cats and all that, but our Halloween is now changing. Rather than going trick-or-treating and eating the candy, we're worried about what the candy is. We're worried that it could be fentanyl. We worry that our kids could be given, cannabis edibles. We worry that if a kid goes up to a neighbor's house, they could be abducted. You have parents asking, what are the websites to look up the sex offenders in their neighborhood so they could avoid trick-or-treating at their house? You know, it's a different world. COVID might have changed it as well, but now, you know, I'm seeing that people are doing very limited trick-or-treating, or they're really limiting it to the neighbors that they know. They let their kid go around, then they have a little party in the neighborhood, as opposed to going to houses they don't know. So it's interesting how it's evolved, and it will continue to evolve. Halloween for, the next generation is not going to look like our Halloween. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VINYL-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.